This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 21st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, U.S. President Donald Trump said this afternoon he is extending the ceasefire with Iran at Pakistan's request while awaiting a unified proposal from Tehran, even as the U.S. military maintains its blockade of Iranian ports. The move comes as the White House put on hold Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Pakistan for a second round of truce talks with Iran. Trump made the announcement as last-minute ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran looked increasingly uncertain, with a two-week truce set to expire. Both countries had said they were prepared to resume fighting if no deal is reached. Trump said he would, quote, extend the ceasefire until such time as their proposal was submitted and discussions were concluded one way or the other. Iran has yet to decide whether to join negotiations in Pakistan. U.S. stock and oil prices flip-flopped today as uncertainty rose about what would happen following the two-week ceasefire in the war with Iran. The S&P erased an early rise to fall 0.2%, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite 0.1% lower. Oil prices also wavered, with the price of a barrel of Brent crude going from less than $95 to nearly $100 through the day. It settled at $98.48, up 3.1%, then dipping back below $98. Grain futures were higher today. One reality of the war is that the supply of fertilizer that would be destined for global importers remains strained. This is a potential issue for crop yields of corn and soybeans being planted this month and next, especially Brazil. The bond market sold off, bumping yields higher as Kevin Warsh made the case for Fed reform, while a new round of U.S.-Iran peace talks still uncertain. In that two-hour Senate hearing, the Fed chair nominee avoided discussing Trump's economic policies. He pledged commitment to central bank independence. Warsh proposed less Fed communication with the press and a smaller balance sheet. Ag Resource Company today said the longer the conflict between the U.S. and Israel and Iran continues, the greater fear that a scheduled mid-May summit between the U.S. and China could get pushed back again. By mid-May, China will have quenched most of its 12 million metric tons of late 2025 soybean purchases, and a deep lull will occur in the U.S. soybean trade amid the cheapness of the South American FOB offers. China's agriculture ministry as well said the country expects to import less soybeans in the year ahead. The outlook extends to numerous other goods, many agricultural. China said they expect to import fewer soybeans, pork, beef, and dairy this year, with bean imports expected to fall at least 6%, according to an outlook produced by their ag ministry, that a word of RCM Alternatives' Doug Bergman in a note. China's the world's largest buyer of soybeans. Brazilian crop agency CONAB raises its outlook for 25-26 Brazilian soybeans now to 179.2 million metric tons. That's up 1.4 million. They raised their corn estimate by 1.3 million tons to 139.5 million. Despite questions over fertilizer availability and price, the outlook for Brazil does still remain strong, suggesting that competition of the world export market remains stiff for U.S. grains. Harvest there is about 92% complete, but wet weather has slowed final field work in Rio Grande do Sul and kept yield variability elevated in that region. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jack Nellie.